The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. This is Vince Russo, and I am recording this on Monday, April 12th, 2021. Welcome, 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 everybody. This is a little ditty by the name of That's Life. I've been doing this show for many, many, many years now, and I will do this show until I am no longer here, because this show is about what really matters to you and I, man. This is about helping each other with our everyday walk, bro. This is about concentrating on things that are important. This is about self-evaluation. This is about what you can contribute to making this world a better place. This is the most important show I do on the brand. Every other show I do is designed to bring you to this show, which will always be free to you on every format that carries podcast out there. I am live on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. You can watch this live and you can get a sneak peek on Monday, even though the show is not released till Tuesday. I had 3 hours of sleep last night, but for some reason, I feel awake. I feel revitalized. I know there will be a 2 o'clock nap later today, because that's what us old people do. We take naps. But it is the beginning of another work week, and I am absolutely ready, positive to go. And I want to tell you why. Guys, I'm on a 60-year journey now, and I'm proud of being here for 60 years. God willing, I will be here for a lot more, but that is his call, not mine. But it has really taken me this long, and it has taken my journey this long, for me to get to a point in my life where I'm really comfortable in my skin. Man, it's tough, bro. Life is tough. And if you're listening to this show in your teens, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s and beyond, life is always hard, man. Life always has its ups and its down. And I do believe that you are searching your whole life, trying to figure out who you are, really looking at everything under a microscope. Why are certain things happening to you? What do you need to eliminate? What do you need to add? The more and more and more you can improve on yourself, the more comfortable you're going to be in your own skin, because you are going to know who you are and you are going to be very, very, very comfortable. And I say this all the time, bro. There are no two of us that are alike. God created every single one of us uniquely and individually and differently. And God created all of us with a vision and a plan and a mission statement of who we were supposed to be. And a lot of times we don't know who we're supposed to be. We don't know what we're supposed to do. We don't know why we're here. And there are a lot of victories and defeats in trying to figure that out. But I told you, man, when I hit 60, I really felt a change. I really felt a change. And as I go through this year, I am feeling more and more and more comfortable just being myself. We have a good friend on the show, Lacey, on here right now on Twitch. And Lacey is saying she is 39 and still trying to figure that out. Lacey, you are not alone. But the older you get, the clearer and clearer it becomes. So I wanted to do a little thing today about what does the Bible say about being comfortable in your own skin? And I found something today by Joyce Meyer that I want to read to you and share with you and discuss. I had the privilege of seeing Joyce Meyer, seeing one of her, I guess you would call it a sermon, I guess, even though it's really not. When I was in Atlanta, my wife and I went, and it was fascinating. Joyce Myers is great. I used to see her on TV quite a bit. I don't see her on that much often anymore, obviously because of the COVID. She can't talk in front of huge crowds. But Joyce Myers is a unbelievable woman of God. And she really gets down to the bare tacks. She's very honest. She's very open. And I found an article today from her that I'd really, really like to share with all of you. And this article is called How to Succeed at Being Yourself. So I'm going to read this. We're going to go through this. We're going to break this down. And hopefully you will find some tips in here of just being yourself and loving yourself and adding to this world and having confidence and feeling good about who you are. It's tough to enjoy life when you don't like yourself. People who haven't learned to accept and get along with themselves tend to have more difficulty accepting and getting along with others. That makes sense, bro. If you don't get along with yourself, how are you going to get along with others? So you have to accept yourself first. You have to love yourself first. All the flaws that you may have, you have to understand yourself. Yet the Bible repeatedly says to love your neighbors as yourself. Well, you can't love your neighbors if you don't love yourself. That's what that statement says right there. You can't spread the love if you don't feel the love. Joyce says, for years, I had a hard time getting along with people until I finally realized through the Word of God how my difficulty with other people was actually rooted in my difficulties with myself. The Bible says a good tree will bear good fruit and a rotten tree will bear rotten fruit. That is Luke 6, 43 to 44. Likewise, the fruit of our lives comes from the root within us. The root within us, the heart within us, the very core of who we are. Now, Joyce goes on to say, if you're rooted in shame, guilt, inferiority, rejection, lack of love, etc., the fruit of your relationships will suffer. If you're rooted in shame, guilt, inferiority, rejection, lack of love, I know there's a lot of you listening to this show that fall within those categories, then the fruit of your relationships will suffer. However, once you have a revelation of God's unconditional love for you and begin to accept yourself and others, eventually these new roots will produce good fruit and your relationships will thrive. Once you have a revelation of God's unconditional love for you, and you begin to accept yourself and others, new roots will start to sprout, and you will produce good fruit, and your relationships will thrive. Now, here are some very interesting points that Joyce Myers is going to give about the importance of being yourself. And I know there are a lot of us that don't like who we are for the reasons that I just listed. How could you not love yourself, but yet God loves you? You ever think of that? God loves you to the point of creating you and giving you life. You are special enough for God's time for him to create you and put you on this planet. But yet you don't think you're worthy. If you're not worthy, then why are you here? So we are going to get some tips from Joyce Myers in how to succeed in being yourself. Never say or think negative things about yourself, such as, I never do anything right. I'll never change. I'm ugly. I look terrible. I'm dumb. Who could ever love me? I'm depressed. I'm sad. I'm hopeless. We repeat these things to ourselves over and over again. And Joy says, never say or even think. If you're saying it, you're a step beyond thinking it. Joyce Myers is saying, don't even think negative things about yourself. Don't even think about negative things about yourself. Now, if we want to get that backed up by the Bible, Matthew 12:37 says, by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, the way we talk and think about ourselves reveals how we feel about ourselves. Think about it. Think about what you're verbally saying about yourself. Think about what you're constantly thinking about yourself. Think about it. The way we talk and think reveals how we feel about ourselves. If you say, I'm depressed, and I think I'm depressed, and I talk about being depressed, then we're going to feel like we are depressed. That's what we're going to feel like. If we say we are sad, I talk, I'm sad. I think about being sad. I think about being a failure. I think about being incompetent. I talk about losses. This reveals how we feel about ourselves. Speak good things about yourselves as private confessions in line with what the word says about you. For example, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am made acceptable in the beloved. God created me and formed me with his own hands, and God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. How many times have you heard me say this? God didn't create you for the joke to be on you, bro. Does not make sense. God doesn't create mistakes. Joyce says, I like starting the day making good confessions. Perhaps you can do this while you're driving to work or even cleaning the house. I also encourage you to look in the mirror and say out loud. Let's say this out loud right now, wherever you are. God loves and accepts you, and so do I. You may even try hugging yourself. This is beneficial for people who have lacked love and acceptance in their life. God loves and accepts you. You're saying that in a mirror. And so do I. Accept yourself. Love yourself. Never compare yourself with other people. God must love variety, or he wouldn't have created us all differently, even down to our fingerprints. Think about that, bro. Think about the millions and millions and millions of people in this world, and not even our finger. One fingerprint is the same. You'll never succeed at being yourself if you're trying to be like someone else. Other people can be a good example to you, but duplicating even their good traits will manifest differently through your individual personality, bro. Never try to be like somebody else. Why would you want to be like somebody else when God created you? He created you. Your thoughts, your mind, your heart, your personality. That was a gift from God to you. Why would you want to be like someone else? Be yourself. Be comfortable in your own skin. Focus on your potential instead of your limitations. You are limitless. The world is yours. There is nothing you can't do or you can't accomplish. Actress Helen Hayes was told early in her career that if she were 4 inches taller, she'd be the greatest actress of her time. Her coaches tried various methods of stretching her, but nothing increased her height. She refused to concentrate on the supposed limitations of being 5 feet tall and decided to concentrate on her potential. As a result, she was eventually cast as Mary, Queen of Scotland, one of the tallest queens who ever lived. Focus on your potential, what you can do, how great you can be. There are no limitations. Find something you like to do that you do well and do it over and over. I talk about this all the time. If you spend your time doing things you're not good at, it'll frustrate you and cause you to feel defeated and unsuccessful. Bro, there are things we are not good at. We just weren't built to do. I experience that, bro, every year this time of the year. I do not have a green thumb. It is very, very difficult for me to upkeep a yard and keep a yard looking nice and plant plants and do the raking and do the seeding and being outside. That is not my forte. And every time I get involved in that at this time of the year, I become very, very frustrated. Spend your times doing what you're good at. I am good at podcasting. I am good talking to you. Here I am. This is what I'm doing. Have the courage to be different and deal with the criticism. Man, I love that. I love that. That's got my name written all over it. Have the courage to be different and deal with criticism. Be a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. Galatians 1:10. If you dare to be different, you'll have to expect some criticism. Going along with the crowd. Remember, we talk a lot about the wide path and the narrow path. Going along with the crowd, walking down the wide path when you know in your heart God's leading you a different way. The narrow path is one reason people don't succeed at being themselves. You won't like yourself very much if you go against your own convictions. Be a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. Don't care what other people think. If you are different, if you think differently, people are going to criticize you, but you're not here to please man. You're here to please God. If you dare to be different, you'll have to expect criticism. going along with the crowd when you know in your heart God's leading you a different way is one reason people don't succeed at being themselves. If you're going with the crowd, you're not being yourself. You won't like yourself if you go against your own convictions. Don't let the way another person treats you determine your worth. That is on them. Guys, think about it. This isn't about me, but use me as an example. You see how some people treat me. You see some of the things that are said about me on a daily basis. Can you imagine if I let that determine my worth, how other people treat me, what other people say about me? Can you imagine? Keep your flaws in perspective. People with a high level of confidence have just as many weaknesses as people without confidence. But they concentrate on their strengths, not their flaws or weaknesses. Concentrate on your strengths. I always tell people, when you don't know why you're here, why God put you here, what God wants you to do, what your plan is, you know your strengths. You know your strengths. Go with your strengths. Go with your gifts. That is the first clue. In conclusion, let me remind you of my opening statement. It's tough to enjoy life when you don't like yourself. When you learn to succeed at being yourself, you'll be well on your way to enjoying more life more fully. Succeed at being yourself. Don't worry about other people. Don't worry what other people are doing. Don't worry what other people are saying. Worry about you. Concentrate on you. Love yourself. Concentrate on the gifts. Concentrate on the positives. When you're not good at something, know, I'm not good at this because I'm not supposed to be good at this. This is not the road I'm supposed to be going down. Know your strengths, know your positives, start going down that road. That will lead you in the direction of God. That will be one of the first hints of what he wants you to do. Don't let anybody judge you. Don't let anybody bring you down. Don't let anybody stomp out your hopes and your dreams. Every single one of us, God created equally. Nobody has the right to cut you down. You are great in your own way. You have a special gift. You have special traits. You have a reason and a job why you are here. Do not let what others say about you affect you. Who cares? Who cares what others say about you? As I'm talking to you, I am also talking about myself because I get criticized daily. Why do I care? Why should I care? I should be focused, and I'm focused on one thing only. Am I pleasing God? That's all I need to be focused on. Adam Cash says, don't let anything get in your way. Focus on you. Succeed at being you. Think positive thoughts. Get the negative thoughts out of your head. The negative thoughts are going to become who you are because you're going to convince yourself of them. Tell yourself the positive. Reiterate the positive. Concentrate on the positive. Dwell on the positive, not the negative, not what you don't have. Concentrate on what you have. Concentrate on the special people in your life. Concentrate on the air that you breathe. Concentrate on the people that respect you and love you. This is how you succeed at being you. This is how you succeed at being comfortable in your own skin. Don't care what others are doing. Don't try to live up to the goals of others or the potential of others. God's got a unique plan set for you. He's got a unique plan for you. What others do is irrelevant. You got to concentrate on you. You've got to make you a successful you right here in your head, right here in your heart. Eliminate the noise, bro. Eliminate the noise. Love yourself. Love yourself so you can allow yourself to love others. That's what it's all about. And if God isn't in your life and you can't do this alone and you want him there with you, all you have to do is ask. It is real simple. God, I am absolutely nothing without you. I need you in my life. I need you to show me the way. I need you to show me what you want me to do to glorify you and glorify your kingdom. That is all that matters. Please, here are the keys to my life. Take it over. I'm going to come along for the ride. Just show me what it is that you want me to do. Show me the person that you want me to become. That is it, everybody. Love yourself. That is life. I will see you next week.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.